bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Missy is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions.
I wonder if Missy thinks that bandwidth and hosting means shopping for clothes for a dinner party.
Tech Missy Show here on the Bagel Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy and I am your go-to tech girl for all things tech related. All those burning tech questions for which you can get answers nowhere else. If you've got questions, trust me, I've got answers. Well, before we get started, and we've got some great questions this week, I do have to bring up two pretty big news items. The first of which is that Bagel Tech News is going through a big change. It's kind of like when, you know, like a little worm turns into a butterfly. That's right. Bagel Tech News is turning into British Tech News as of April. Isn't that the best? Now, I got this news a few days ago. I was really under the weather. I had the flu. I had the flu. And I opened my iPad to check my email, as I do in the mornings, and I was pretty sick. And I saw an email to me and to all of the Bagel Tech contributors, and I'm not going to name names. I don't believe in that. But it is from someone who at Bagel Tech who has a really warped sense of humor, and his name rhymes with Lewin. And he sent this out saying that the reign of Bagel Tech is now over. Oh, I was so upset, I kind of started crying. And I got up and I went to get some Tylenol and a cup of coffee. And I dried my eyes and I blew my nose and I sat back down to continue reading to find that it's only over because the name is changing. So thanks for that, Lewin. So look for us. Nothing else has changed. The shows are the same. Website's the same. We're all the same. Except now, it's British Tech News. Exciting, right? The next big news item, at least it's big for me in my Missy world, is a new show. It's kind of the Missy and Carl show. Carl is our fearless host of Bagel Tech Photo. It's a new show that's going to be debuting very soon, and it's called A World Apart. What does that mean, Missy? Well, A World Apart has to do with the differences on either side of the pond. For instance, we have bacon milkshakes here in the States, and you guys have steak and kidney pie. You guys call them crisps. And I call them potato chips. And you call your chips fries. Which makes me wonder what you call your fries. I don't know. But those are the kinds of questions that we're going to go over on the show. Isn't that the best? Best part of it of all is that it's a podcast, so you can't see us, so you don't even know what we're doing. We could be sitting there naked for all you know. In fact, I kind of suggested that for the first show. I don't know if Carl's going to go for it. You know, spice is the variety of life, right? Keep them guessing. All right, shall we get started? Let's. Let me move all my boxes around. Do-do-do-do. Here we go. All right, my first question. Dear Bagel Tech Missy, I love the show and never miss an episode unless you don't do one. Duh, huh? Please help me. I work in a call center, and it's C-E-N-T-R-E. That's another British thing for this show, but we won't get into that. Answering calls from frustrated people who are having trouble with their computers. The problem I've got is that I have now used the response, "Have you tried turning it off and on again?" so many times it has stopped working. Can you tell me what else I should say that will make them go away and stop bothering me? I'm getting well behind on my mafia wars. Mafia. Best wishes, Clive Derpy Hooves from Slough. It's one of those. Well, Mr. Derpy Hooves, first of all, let me just say that I love mafia wars. I don't just love mafia things. I adore mafia things. And one of my favorite movies in the whole entire world is Goodfellas. As far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a gangster. It was even better than being president. I probably slaughtered that line of dialogue, but that's how the movie starts. The Godfather. You know, Frodo, you broke my heart. I love that. I love all things mafia. So that being said, anything, Mr. Derpy Hooves, that takes you away from playing such a great game needs to be stopped. Because really, Mafia Wars is pretty high tech, right? So what I recommend is the next time you get a phone call from someone that just can't get it, just in the deepest voice you can muster, mister, tell them that if they call again, they're gonna be sleeping with the fishes. And then don't say anything else after that. I think you say that enough times, and you're going to find that your line at the call center is pretty darn quiet, freeing up more time to play the fabulous game Mafia Wars. You got to keep an eye on your energy level. I mean, there's important, and then there's important. Let's move on, shall we? The next question I have is, Dear Missy, I have been a fan of yours ever since you exploded onto YouTube. Exploded! Wow! It's like fireworks. Now you are also sharing your tech knowledge. I wondered if you can shed some light on something for me. Well, that's a safe bet. Sure I can. It concerns how hacking is portrayed in the movies and TV shows. Is it really like that? Is there much frantic keyboard bashing as a timer counts down, telling the hacker when he'll be discovered unless he breaks the code? Do lots of pretty and pointless graphics whiz around the screen for no apparent purpose? Also, can a Mac PowerBook really upload a virus to an alien spaceship as portrayed in Independence Day? Your lifelong fan, Steve of Enfield. Well, Steve, those are actually a couple questions in one question. It's like two questions in one. Hacking is portrayed a certain way in the movies, and I have found that it is really never as glamorous as Hollywood portrays it. Having just gotten over the flu myself, you know, when I have to hack, I don't want anyone around me. There are certainly no pretty graphics floating around. You know, when you worship the porcelain god, there's really no way to make that attractive. I know that Hollywood really tries to do it. And certainly if, you know, I guess if you have enough really great soundtrack music behind you while you're hacking, it might be a little emotional. But don't believe everything that you see, Steve of Enfield. You know, hacking is never as glamorous or as pretty as the movies are gonna make it. As far as uploading a virus to an alien spaceship in Independence Day, I love that movie. But I don't know that it can, and I'll tell you why. Because in the movie, they have 30 seconds to get out of the mothership after they've uploaded the virus. And it takes them 90 seconds, actually, in the movie to get out. That's just a little movie flaw there. You know, Roger Ebert and I are tight. I mean, we are tight. So we discuss stuff like this all the time. And actually, that's one of the topics we discussed when the movie came out. So although a Mac PowerBook can upload a virus, it's going to take longer than 30 seconds. So just remember that if ever you find yourself in that situation, and if you do find yourself in a situation, don't turn into a major tool like Randy Quaid after the movie and get arrested in Canada. It's just not a good thing. Okay, let's move on. Last question. Dear Missy, I'm a bit new to all the techie stuff, and I must say, most of the time, it just confuses me. Gosh, I never find myself confused by it. It's a good thing you're writing to me. I'm glad you're here to help cut through all the nonsense and get to the heart of our tech problems. That's what I'm about. My own issue concerns GPS devices. I don't think they are working presently. Oh, my wife has an iPhone on my account, and so when I use the Find My Phone application, it often says she is at my friend's house. However, upon calling her, she says she is busy shopping. And judging by her shortness of breath, she must be. Which authority do I contact to report her positioning problems? Perplexed of Swansea. Oh, perplexed. That is a problem. And I hear about this happening a lot with iPhones. I think what's happening is that your wife, while she's away from home, is probably finding herself in a lot of different positions. You know, when she leaves the house and she might stop by your friend's house, you know, the more positions that she puts herself in, the harder it is for the iPhone to track her. And it sounds like she's trying out a lot of new positions. I really wouldn't worry about it, you know, as long as she's coming home with, you know, new shoes or a new bag or spending money, you can rest assured that all her positions are where they should be. All right, guys. Oh, it's like a Missy bonus question. I was going to tell you that judging by the old clock on the Mac, it was time to wrap up, and I didn't realize that I have one more question. This is like Christmas, shall we? Okay, here we go. Oh, this one's a little long. Dear Missy, I wonder if you can help me. It's a safe bet. I recently purchased a Netgear WNDR 3700 router. However, upon plugging it in, I discovered the DHCP was failing to instigate any internal IP allocation, and all my DNS lookups simply failed. I manually mapped several IP addresses and got unique MAC addresses for each device. Next, I thought I would change the default ISP's DNS to an open source one. This did resolve my issues a little, but I was still suffering massive data packet loss and was receiving very slow ping times. I have ensured the router's firmware is up to date and that all connections are fully fitted and not loose. I'm at my wit's end. Should I just take this router back and get a new one? Sam the Exhausted. ISP, DNS, open source, pinging. Yes. My answer is yes. Okay, well, now it looks like by the old clock on the Mac, it's definitely time to wrap up. I thank you guys so much for spending time with me. And if you haven't contributed to our Bagel Tech, help us buy new equipment drive. What the heck are you waiting for? As little as $5 really helps us out. It'll help us come to you in high def. And how great is that? I also want to send out a huge thank you, a ping thank you, I think that's a good thing, to UK2.net, because they provide the bandwidth that gets me to you every single week. And even though I don't really know what it is, it's got to be something pretty darn important. Am I right? So thank you, UK2.net. You know, whatever you do, you're a heck of a lot easier to understand than that last question. So until next week, send all your questions, your burning tech questions, to bageltechmissy@gmail.com. I send you lots of tech love and kisses. Bye.